It's another outside the box, saying yes to cash, but in limited amounts. Today's topic is yes to responsible money. Money can be good or bad. It's good when it helps us to get the basic things we all need to function well on this planet. But it's bad when a few people have too much of it and use it to deny freedom and a worthwhile life to others. And sadly, that's what's happening in the U.S. and much of the world. Those with too much cash use it to accumulate more money, more power, and use it to manipulate others to their will. How we use money makes a big difference to ourselves and in the world. We want to save, spend, and donate money consistent with our beliefs. Finance does not need to be for our own profit, except to meet those basic needs, but rather to help our communities and the common good. Money can promote democratic principles and egalitarian economies rather than greater inequalities. It can repair damage done to our weakened environment and to those left out of the economy. Participatory budgeting, PB, is one way to spread out the control and decision-making around local tax money. Begun in 1989 in Brazil, but now in about 3,000 cities and towns worldwide, PB, participatory budgeting, takes a pot of money, maybe a few $1 million or maybe just a few thousand, set aside by local government, and ask local residents to decide how that money should be spent in their community or neighborhood. Decisions can be made in a geographic community or by students in schools or wherever the money is intended to be used. It could be used for recreation or culture or whatever that community wants, decided democratically. When most people talk about investments, they think of the stock market, but there is also truly socially responsible investing in nonprofit organizations. Many nonprofits do welcome investments and pay up to about 4% interest. One that is especially unique is Equity Trust, which provides loans to people of color farmers in the Southeast U.S. at no interest through a partnership with a reparations group, the Persimmon Collective. Another is the Genesis Community Loan Fund. Genesis, located in Maine, offers primarily housing and real estate loans, including to Muslims, interest-free. Instead, it charges a service fee, since Islam does not support loans at interest. In both cases, these so-called investments are really no-interest loans for those Muslims and others who do not believe in the idea of interest. Another place to put extra money is either Four Directions Development Corporation, a Maine-based nonprofit steering money to Maine's four native Wabanaki nations, and OISTA, a national community-developed financial institution doing a similar service for the hundreds of Native communities throughout the country. OISTA focuses primarily on economic development projects, while Four Directions does a lot with affordable housing. Both offer opportunities for non-Natives to provide funds as a form of reparations to Native communities. TANDAs are informal financial circles where people work together and must trust one another to use pooled and extra money to support each other. Loans and savings accounts are two ways TANDAs can be used to benefit those in the circle. Participants need to agree to put in money and then decide how it is used. For example, to fund a new business that required a large infusion of cash that the business owner needed but did not have. Many in the Global South are recipients of loans that support small business economic development as members of these financial circles. Two examples are Working Capital for Community Needs in Latin America and Fonco-Zé in Haiti. The Debt Collective, formed after Occupy Wall Street, came together because so many students had a lot of debt from the ballooning costs of higher education. The collective's goal is simple: abolition of all higher education debt. Of course, education is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to debt, since many countries in Africa, Latin America, and Asia spend so much of their budgets not to ensure basic needs for their own people, but to pay debt service to financial institutions like the International Monetary Fund and wealthier countries holding debt bonds. Abolition of debt must not just address one issue like higher education, but must cover all nations for all debts. It's time for more debt buyback campaigns where debt can be purchased at fire sale prices and then retired completely, so debtor countries can use all their funds to meet the needs of their residents. How do you use your money? How much is spent consistent with your own beliefs? I'm Larry Danziger, really aware of how my money is spent and used, down to every penny.